And the thing is, walking into Mexico from the U.S., they don't check anything. There's just a big revolving door. You walk right in. They don't even check your ID. It's easier to get into Mexico than a Costco. You just walk in. And that's it. But coming back was a totally different story. Coming back from Mexico to the U.S., there's no more revolving doors. Now it's a concrete windowless tunnel with guards with M16 machine guns. And I was super nervous being an immigrant and all. And my college buddy Ian next to me, he was like, Jimmy, don't worry, man. Just tell them the American. They let you right through. I'm like, easy for you to say, Ian. Ian walks up, he gets through, no problem. I walk up, the first thing they ask me, they're like, sir, are you an American citizen? I was like, yes. But I forgot one very minor detail that I wasn't. I was still an immigrant on a green card, and I wasn't a full-on citizen yet. Next thing you know, I was detained in this 10 by 10 box, and they started interrogating me. They're like, sir, why did you lie about your American citizenship? I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm drunk, and I really wasn't trying to lie. My friend in front of me told me to tell you I was American, so that's just what I did. It was a knee-jerk reaction. He was like, well, was he American? I was like, well, his name is Ian, so probably. And then the officer was like, sir, you do understand this is a very serious offense. We could deport you for this. I was like, deport me? I didn't even know that was an option. What was I gonna do back in Hong Kong? Restart my ping pong career? That ship has sailed, man. So I was like, sir, please, please don't deport me. I'm just a drunk, stupid college student. I'm every bit American. I can recite you every single Jay-Z lyric if you want me to. I'm in 3 fantasy football leagues. If that's not American, I don't know what is. And I got very lucky. This is what he said. He was like, look, kid, you got lucky. We're not gonna deport you today, okay? But just don't ever do that again, or we send you back to where you came from. And this motherfucker was Asian. I was like, where I came from? We came from the same place, dog. I think I saw you at my uncle's wedding 2 years ago. Why are you gonna throw me under the bus? That guy definitely watched The Great Wall many times. But that was a very sobering experience. I'd been in the country for 10 years at that point, but I still wasn't American. Nothing has changed. I finally got my citizenship 3 years ago. And it's, you don't have to clap. My point is, nothing has changed. Still Asian. Just because I got a new passport, nobody in any part of the world is gonna come up to me and be like, hey, look, there's an American. Holy him. He looks just like Rocky Balboa. Oh my God. No. The first day I got my passport, I was feeling real patriotic. So I went to my local Hooters. Yeah. I was drinking a Coors Light. I was watching a World Cup. It was USA versus Mexico. And I was like, man, I'm cheering for Team USA. I'm American, finally. And this old Mexican dude came up to me. He couldn't really speak English. And this is what he said. He was like, amigo. Amigo. Mexico. Korea. Tomorrow, huh? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you trying to start, World War III or something? I'm not even Korean. He managed to insult me with the only 3 English words he knew. So I really felt the need to explain myself. I was like, sir, I'm not Korean, I'm Chinese. And he looked back to his friends. He's like, oh, pinche chinito, huh? And I'm like, sir, you do know that I can understand what that means, okay? I have Mexican friends back home just like you. He was like, no, I'm not Mexican. I'm El Salvador. And I'm like, oh, great. Now I'm the racist.
My life, I find the beauty in everything. No matter how bad something get, I can find the beauty in anything. And when I was in foster care, I started to realize how awesome it was because I got to live with so many different types of people. My very first foster family, they were Hispanic. They taught me how to speak Spanish. Me mucho gusta bailar. Me encantan los hamburguesas y los tacos, papi chula. Comer mi panocha. And I always have fun when I say that in Mexico because the Spanish dude go down on me, you know? And they taught me so much. They taught me how to cook. I know how to make carne asada tacos, enchiladas, pupusas, menudo. I know how to make horchata from scratch. They taught me how to cut grass and how to deliver babies. They taught me how to build houses from the ground up. I can build you a motherfucking house. They taught me how to get a job outside the Home Depot. They taught me how to fix cars. I can fix a transmission. I can rebuild a carburetor. Wait, no, wait. They taught me how to rebuild an alternator and how to steal a carburetor. They taught me how to change tires. I know how to, man, I know I can make the shit out of a quinceañera dress like it ain't nobody business. Okay, I could sew too. They also taught me how to play the accordion. I was the lead accordion player in a mariachi band, y'all, for like 9 months. I toured all over Southern California, some parts of Mexico. I was all in Arizona, New Mexico. I was doing it. Bitch, I was on El Telemundo and all that, okay? I was killing it. Young black girl playing the accordion. Hey, hey, hey! That was me. I did all the quinceañeras. I was killing it. And then my foster dad got deported on some weed charges. It was messed up. And then they moved me to a Jewish family. And I was so afraid, you guys. I was so scared. I was so scared to live with these Jews because the Mexicans had told me what the Jews had did to Jesus. And I was like, oh, no. I'm a carpenter and I got curly hair, too. What's going to happen to me? But turns out they were kind and nice people. Man, they taught me how to speak Hebrew. They threw me a bat mitzvah. I'm circumcised now, so it feels so good when I walk fast. Like, they just took the hood off, so it's like, she ready. No, she just out there like, yes. If you ever see me walking fast down Crenshaw, don't stop me because I'm feeling myself. You understand me? I'm just, oh, shit. This is the fuck I'm talking about. I need to walk more often. That's how I keep my weight down. I'll be busting on these walks. Woo! Who needs a man when you can walk faster than a motherfucker? And Jews hooked me up for life. And then my grandma got custody of me, and that's when I learned how to gangbang and braid hair. So
on the right day to get what you want. They had a whole meal, oxtail, short rib, and fried chicken, but you got to look at the dates. You understand? Yeah, give me the short rib. Well, does it look like Thursday? I'm like, I don't know. Well, give me the mac and cheese. Does it look like Sunday? Look, lady, what can I have today? You can have the meatloaf. I don't even want no meatloaf, but you need to get the fuck out of here. That's all we got. And don't try to call your order into a black restaurant. That phone ring forever. Ring, 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 ring. You be sitting there like, God damn, are they closing? It's 11:30 in the morning. What the fuck? Ring, ring, ring. Finally somebody pick up. Hello? Yeah, is this Mamie Soul Food? Yes, it is. I'd like to make a pickup order. All right, hold on. Go ahead. Give me the cabbage with some oxtail. Give me some rice and gravy with that, some yam. Give me some fried okra. Hold on, man. I don't even work here. Let me see if I can take it. The fuck you answering the phone for? I mean, you know, some restaurants, because I love Chinese food, but you call them motherfuckers, you don't know what they saying. You might as well just go in. You're like, don't talk like a stalker. Is this Chung Fu? Does Chinese food stop? Man, speak English. I am speaking English. I know. What the fuck was that other shit you said? Don't talk like a stalker. Who the fuck are you talking to, somebody else? And, you know, L.A., you can get California, you can get that authentic Mexican food. You know, I love Mexican food. That shit fire, you know. But they be trying to trick you. Be the same food with a different name, you know. Like a burrito, tortilla with meat and beans in it. An enchilada, tortilla with meat and beans in it. Chimichanga, tortilla with meat and beans in it. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then I was like, fuck it, give me three of each. I don't give a shit. And that's the bad thing about, like, Mexican restaurants. They don't even have no restaurant. They be just cooking shit on that little hot grill right out in front of some building. They be right out in front of L.A. Fitness. You come out there. I mean, talking to you, I said, you what you want? What you want, my man? My man, I got you, man. Come on, what you want? Fuck, give me five of them something, bitch. He ain't got no health, he ain't got no health stick or nothing. You don't give a fuck. He chopping that onion up. You like a onion? Mexican is the one that hit me to the bacon wrapped hot dog. I never had. Man, I ain't know that existed. They was up there, they gave me a damn hot dog, that motherfucker wrapped in a bacon. I was like, what is this crunch? Yeah, bacon on it. I was like, you motherfucking genius. And when you get a Mexican hot dog, they put all that shit in, onions, tomato, they put all this motherfucking sauce and shit all over. There's so much shit on there. You gotta eat it like you got on some dress clothes. Get that. But it be so corn. Then they do the corn the same way. You're like, goddamn, mayonnaise on corn? Who the fuck ever heard of this? I said, give me four of them, though. Motherfucker have them in a cooler. It be one, the cooler be one side hot, one side cold. He got orange and grape Faygo in that motherfucker. I said, I didn't even know they make Faygo anymore. They the one that told me that you can eat hot sauce on fruit. They put that hot chili on them too. I said, you want that chili? You want watermelon? You want chili? You want that? I said, who the fuck that? Try it. You don't know. Like, shit, this is fire. My tongue burning like a sun, bitch. It's quenching it and burning it at the same time.
Try it. Right away, hey, where are my Mexicans at? Two of us. That's it, right? And let me tell you something. The wall didn't chase us away. They at work. Oh, now we can't work. You saw that guy sounded like I was just in the South. I won't even tell you what state, right? This guy yells at me. He goes, "That's right. And we're gonna make you Mexicans build the wall." I go, "Right away, you're giving us jobs." And complaining. Right? And that's why I said Mexicans steal jobs. Let me tell you, I grew up in the hood, bro. Never did I go to my cousin's house and say, "Hey, what's up, Chachi?" He go, hey, come over here, bro. Hey, me and Chewy, we went out last night, bro, and we stole three jobs, bro. And I'm like, really? You got three jobs? What'd you get, bro? He go, I got a farm worker. We got a roofer and a concrete finisher. I go, bro, you didn't steal those jobs, bro. They left those out for you to take. I told him, call me when you get a good one, like a CEO or a manager, you know? He's like, oh, bro, you can't steal those jobs. They got alarms on those ones. And you don't want us to build a wall, bro. If we built the wall, we'll leave a hole. I go, say, is that a hole? No, senor. That is not a hole. No, that is artwork. My cousin, he's very creative. This particular piece here, we call this one freedom. Crazy, bro. Crazy. It's hard to be a Mexican, man. It's hard, man. You know. And then they yell at you, right? They yell at you. This guy goes, "Go back to where you came from." I am 40% Native American. I told him, "Ta-da." I go, "Now your turn, bro." I'm kidding. Don't go. We need the tax base. Hard on us, man. And I'm not even mad at the wall. You know what I'm mad at? That you people don't think we know how to climb a wall. Right? They built this wall in the middle of nowhere and left, right? That is building material. They're going to go back to that part of the wall, and they're going, well, there was a wall here before. And right on the other side of the border, there's going to be a new Mexican town built out of the wall. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, you know, all right, let's get this out of the way. I want to get this out of the way. Breaking Bad fans in the house? Nice. Good for you. Suck for me, bro. I'm telling you, I'm from the hood, bro. I didn't know I was going to grow up and play a DEA agent on... I can't go to no more parties in the hood, bro. I show up to a party, you're like, hey, you can't come in here, bro. You're a DEA, bro. I'm like, no, dude, I'm not a DEA, man. I'm an actor. No bullshit. I seen you on TV. And I'm like, Dad. It's Christmas and shit, bro. I mean, I brought the kids, man. Come on.